Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, a phrase I never thought I'd have to say again, COVID-era restrictions, is on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. They say there's growing concern the state may have to put COVID-style restrictions in place if the Gulf crisis continues for another month. A senior government source has told the Irish Daily Mail if there's a prolonged crisis, there will be restrictions on travel. It is a case of brace yourselves for COVID too. It's a pity this source wouldn't give their name here if they're going to give these warnings. The source said no one dares say it, but the reality is the need for similar packages to coronavirus are being considered at the highest level. We could have similar restrictions on travel or a strong campaign urging people only to get in their car if it's absolutely necessary. Working from home is suddenly becoming very popular again in the eyes of the government and employers. Wonderful. The Irish Sun on the front page, war allows Kinahan's Dubai time. Essentially what they're saying here is that the war is helping the Kinahan's because they're being able to continue to evade justice. So we have Christy Daniel and Christy Jr. holed up in Dubai, and it's now feared that the UAE won't extradite them amid the conflict. Another government source here, God, the sources were flat out talking over the weekend. A government source says the war makes it harder for us to get them back to Ireland to face the music. So that's kind of been put on the long finger extraditing the Kinahans. Front of the Irish Times, a quarter of children on the waiting list for mental health services are waiting more than 9 months to be seen at the end of last year. And of course, these are children in crisis with their mental health. Not ideal that they have to wait over 9 months, but we are asking the HSE for a plan. Minister Mary Butler is going to ask the HSE for a detailed plan to cut waiting lists. And she does say that there are ongoing significant regional variations in waiting times. So I suppose much like other areas of healthcare, it's a bit of a postcode lottery. Staying with children, lots of stories about children in the papers. This is an interesting one. It's on the front of the Irish Times. If you're caught speeding, do you take your penalty points or do you go and talk to children themselves? This is a kids' court in the north. It's a very interesting idea. So if you're caught speeding outside primary schools in Northern Ireland, you can either take 3 penalty points or face the judgment of pupils who are waiting to hold them to account. The PSNI reckons that if you're caught speeding, having a number of children speak to you and say, do you realise you could have struck one of us and killed one of us, is something more hard-hitting, essentially more effective than penalty points. So if you go for the kids' court in the north, you face a row of, we're called stern-faced 11-year-olds sitting at a long table in a classroom inside. And then the kids sort of grill you and they ask you whether you realise you're going too fast or that you could have killed one of us. Interesting idea. Apparently they did this in Longford in 2023 as well, which is set up outside Stone Park National School. So we'll see could that be rolled out in further here. And more stories about kids, the Times of London. And I'm sorry to tell you this if you are a parent, but your kids don't make you happy. For a long time, I think it was thought that people felt parenthood, while it can be difficult, also makes you happier. Now the research, according to the Times of London, says that a study in evolutionary psychology interviewed 5,000 people, and they have found that there's no evidence that parenthood led to a measurable increase in positive emotions. And actually, there's no difference in the happiness levels of people who are parents and not parents. And the study also looked at well-being or whether people feel they have a purpose. Women with children reported a slightly greater sense of meaning than those without, which is quite interesting because I think some parents think that their life didn't have meaning before their children, but that doesn't seem to be the case. I remember before telling someone that I was quite tired and they told me you don't know what tired means until you have children. So there is some sort of sense of self-importance sometimes, or maybe they feel a deep honour raising their children, but you're not happier, according to that report. Staying with parenting, this is parenting your dogs now. It is okay to talk to your dog like a baby, we are told. Don't let the name fool you. Baby talk does not only help infants learn information, but dogs too. The Mail says speaking to a dog in a high-pitched, excitable and affectionate voice, it probably gives your partner a headache, but it does help your dog to successfully teach them a trick. The approach works well for those bred to work cooperatively with humans, like herding dogs, like your border colleagues, and hunting dogs, like golden retrievers. Speak to them in a baby voice, apparently. A lot of warnings in the papers, too, about giving your dogs chocolate treats over Easter. And a reminder to everyone that chocolate is highly toxic to dogs and can kill them. Even a small amount of chocolate causes serious illness, and symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, excessive thirst, seizures, heart failure and kidney failure. So Dogs Trust is urging people, do not give your dogs chocolate. And if you do, or if they get chocolate that has fallen on the ground or whatever, contact your vet straight away. Elsewhere, Celine Dion is making a comeback. This is in The Sun. Today she's going to confirm that she's going to do live shows. But obviously she is living with an illness. So apparently her live show means that she's going to sing while sitting down due to her illness. Now, Celine Dion hasn't done a full gig for 6 years because of a rare neurological disorder, but she is determined to return. And apparently she's going to announce a residency in Paris in the autumn. This would be very handy for us Irish. I'm sure it'll cost us a fortune to go, but a lot easier than going to America. So she's going to do 10 shows. And there's a 45,000 capacity arena there, but she may have to perform in a chair. I'd love to go see her. We flew to Vegas to see Celine Dion years ago, and mid-flight she announced that she was pulling out of the gig because she was sick. So we flew all the way to Vegas and didn't get to see her. So I'd love to see her in Paris. It'd be a lot easier to get to. And finally, back to Easter. There's a survey in The Eye where more than half of people say they felt gutted when they realised they had received their last ever chocolate egg from their parents. 22% of those questioned by M&M's, who make chocolate, said this was the moment they realised they were officially a grown-up. Only 15% of adults still get a chocolate egg at Easter from their parents. And the things we miss most about Easter are waking up to chocolate on Easter morning, Easter egg hunts, being bought Easter eggs, Easter feeling more exciting, and the family traditions around Easter. More about that in The Eye. I did have an Easter egg yesterday. The chocolate just doesn't taste the same as it did years ago. But anyway, maybe there's an issue with the way chocolate and the price of cocoa is at the moment. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.